Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 111. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going, Nate?
Oh, it's going fantastic.
What do you think about that? Good.
I don't feel very welcome now.
First. See how it feels?
I know. It's awful. I feel terrible. I don't feel very welcome.
I wish the creepies could have seen your face. That was better than what you just said. See how I feel? I don't know, just the way you looked at Sean. Who's Sean?
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Okay. If I really want to say what I'm thinking, it'd be obscene.
Well, that was episode 111.
Yeah, right.
Obsidian.
We will go there. There you go. That's right.
Doing okay? Doing all right?
Yes.
Good.
My confidence is getting boosted here. I'll be good.
Well,
we need to beat him down some more.
All right, exactly. that ego of mine, it was getting a little inflated.
Good. I'm glad you guys are having a good night. I'm having a great night, and I hope the creepies are having a great day, night, whenever they listen to this.
Whatever
I don't know.
This
evening, noon,
year.
Sure. Yeah.
Decade.
As they're falling asleep. didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, we did. Thanks, Greg.
Who was it?
It was Dr. Johnson.
Greg Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
He falls asleep to your voice is what it is.
Dr. Johnson. Anyway, creepies, welcome to, episode mini. Man, number 111.
That's crazy.
It wasn't that long ago when we were like trying to reach the 100.
Now
look at this.
Number one.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Just like when I'm always told number one as I'm driving. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Sign language.
Yeah, exactly. Sean.
Yes.
Would you do the honors and tell the creepies what we're going to talk about, please?
Oh, I might. I may. This is Nate's choice. I have to give credit where credit is due to Nate. It is the Reed House Hotel.
What? Look at him. He's smug. Ah, smug.
Smirking a little bit.
Yeah, look at him. He's like, that's what I do.
Look at him. He's
twerk kind of nothing.
Twerk nothing. It's that award-winning thing.
I like it. Oh, that trophy gets to his head.
We'll allow it.
Yeah.
All right.
So the Reed House Hotel is a historic hotel in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chattanooga Choo Choo, right? Founded in 1872, the 141-room main building dates to 1926 and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places for Hamilton County, not our Hamilton County. The 100-room near wing was added in 1962, originally as a motel. It's pretty cool looking. Definitely historic.
So pretty decent size.
Yeah. Way down there in Tennessee.
It's got a nice pool. Did you see the pool?
Ooh, man, yes.
Big old pool.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yes, it is.
We talked about going there. I've never stopped in Chattanooga. You guys were saying you hadn't either, right?
Just driven across. I mean, the Chattanooga. I call it Chattanooga. Chattanooga. Sorry. Chattanooga.
Go get yourself a Chattanooga.
That's right.
Chattanooga.
Boy, that was creepy at night, though. I was telling you guys, man, we were like about 3 in the morning. And the kids were 6 and 3 and just, like I said, it was really, really dark. Mm-hmm. And I knew we're going to this river and it's like, we're tired. I'm like, don't drive off the don't drive off the bridge. I have not actually been to Chattanooga to like walk around, but anyway. How did you hear about this, Nate? Just find it or
I did like a search of haunted places around America or something. And this was one of them.
Because Chattanooga, like Knoxville and Nashville, all those places that in Chattanooga, I don't think they get much love.
No, but they are now.
Chattanooga. So, who wants to start? I mean, you know, you gave the foundation. Nate, you want to?
I did. No, I know. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I did a deep dive in Tennessee haunts. That's how I found it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All gotcha. Comes together now.
There you go. All right. Well, go ahead and start if you want.
All right. Well, there's the haunting of room 311.
Oh, great.
You did dive right in.
Just like the band. 311. All right. There are many who believe room 311 is haunted by the ghost of Annalicia Nethery, a guest who was allegedly beheaded in the bathtub by a jealous lover in 1927. Over the years, a number of guests have reported paranormal activity in the room, including unexplained noises, flickering lights, running water, shadowy figures, and more. The haunted room is well known by many locals who have experienced paranormal activity of their own. You can actually stay here.
Nice, yeah.
In 311, right? Mm-hmm. Do they give you discounted rates for 311, or it's inflated rates, I think, right? Probably, but who knows, right?
Who knows?
If you can spend the entire evening, you can have it discounted.
Mm-hmm.
I like the famous visitors that have been here. In the heart of Chattanooga, the Reed House has hosted many celebrities and politicians. Among them are Presidents Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, Grover Cleveland, Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt, William McKinley, Richard Nixon, and Ronald Reagan, as well as Edwin Booth, Gene Autry, Elvis Presley, Oprah Winfrey, Gary Cooper, Winston Churchill, Bing Crosby, Walt Disney, Bob Hope, and our favorite, Al Capone. Capone stayed in the Reed House a short time during his federal trial in the early 20th century. Custom bars were added to the windows in the room Capone resided in, room 311, and remain there still to this day.
Ooh.
Nice.
Hmm.
You know,
it's a nice little
room. It seems like the two that get around a lot is Winston Churchill and Al Capone. It seems like there's not a hotel.
You think they ever stayed together?
An inn or something.
hold me, Winston. Okay, Al.
Yeah, they would be around. I mean, yeah. He died in 1940.
They're both offended, right?
47, 46, somewhere in there, Capone.
And Churchill, we figure, was 60s, right? Like mid-60s.
Because he was World War II. Yeah, so who knows? They might have crossed paths. But it seems like every hotel we mention, and if we say, hey, famous guests are, and it's Winston Churchill and Al Capone. It seems like
that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's excellent. Here we go. So, says the haunted, I'm sorry, the Reed House Hotel is known for its haunted legacy. It says it's one for the books. It says for many guests who stay at the illustrious Chattanooga Hotel, their paranormal reports often sway to the standard ghostly activity, cold breezes, shadow figures out of the corner of their eye, strange noises in the dead of night. For others, however, they are awakened by something a little more spine-tingling. That's right, Nate. I said spine-tingling.
I like it.
It says, in fact, one guest staying at the Reed House came forward and claimed that an odd thing happened in the middle of the night in his room. The toilet gurgled and sounded like it was flushing when nobody was in there. I joked that it must have been the ghost. A joke it may have been, but it's quite likely that that was exactly who had woken this poor guest up. Other guests have claimed to have experienced similar supernatural activity, as well as seeing ghostly soldiers roaming the halls of the hotel's fourth floor. We can only assume that these shadowy figures or spirits are none other than the residual energy of the soldiers who may have spent their last moments at the Reed House when it operated as a civil war hospital.
That's why there's a heck of a history. We could spend tons of time. We turn this into a full.
It does.
But it goes all the way back into the Civil War and Jefferson Davis and all these kind of different skirmishes and how it went from being called one thing to another and then into the Reed's hands. So it's got it's an interesting history. So you can see why it goes, you know, there's so much possible haunting there, right? It says that what, did you say this with the 311, what the package starts at?
No, I haven't found that yet.
For those willing to brave the haunt, the limited time, the Reed House Haunted Room 311 Experience packages start at $666.
And will include
overnight. That's a lot, isn't it?
For a night?
For a night. Overnight accommodations, complimentary valet parking, a decanter of bathtub gin, two Annalisa cocktails at the hotel's bars and billiards room, and room service for breakfast, assuming you don't leave in the middle of the night. So, yeah, but and it sounds like a guaranteed haunting. $666.
No, thanks.
Maybe 66 cents. I don't know.
I have a little bit more information on Annalisa's story.
Continue, Nate.
Go for it.
Guests who have stayed in room 311 swear to have felt Annalisa's presence. And some say that they have even seen her. Room 311 was restored to its original 1920s state during the hotel's latest renovation.
Nice.
Many of the original elements from Annalisa Netherly time remain, including a vintage claw foot t- tub and an AM radio. A manual lock on the door requires the use of a physical key, just like hotel guest would have used in 1927. Tours are available upon request if it's available.
Nice. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. It has the old key. Yeah. Never used one. Like the old long.
Yeah, like a skeleton key type. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be really cool.
$600,
you can do
it. Very symbolic.
I mean, maybe like a 300, like half of that. I mean, that's still steep, but it's you know, for one time experience.
You get quite a bit for, though.
Yeah, but I don't drink and I don't want, I'll park my own car.
That's right. Don't need the valet.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, here we're doing a story. I'm not trying to bash the hotel, but I'm just like, man, that's a lot. So, all right. What do you got, Sean?
I thought this was interesting because I saw this on a video too, that an Atlanta couple believe that they didn't believe in ghosts until they stayed here. And then they stayed in 311. Mm-hmm. So one Atlanta couple stayed overnight in a haunted room of the Reed House in Chattanooga. They arrived not believing in ghosts, but after they stayed, they say they believe in paranormal activity. The Reed House welcomes first overnight guests since renovations, blah, 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 whenever. Let's see, what year was this? Whenever they did. Oh, 2021. So around in COVID, they were doing renovations. So let's see. Da, 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 da. It's been said paranormal activity goes on in this room, leaving many guests wanting to stay the night. Hotel management said that the ghost of a woman who allegedly beheaded in room 311 during the 20s still haunts it today. It's just still very disturbing. Her name was Sheba Gorman, and her husband Trip Gorman drove from Atlanta to Chattanooga to be the first ones to stay again the night. This was when they started the gimmick of $666 and 67 cents.
You know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get that 666 in there.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly. They're not fooling me. You're wise to it. Okay. Very smart.
66 times.
That's right. I might die today, but I wasn't born yesterday. I'll tell you that right now. Okay.
It says legend has it that Annalisa Netherly was a hotel guest in the 20s who was beheaded in the bathtub by a jealous lover. Hotel management says her ghost still has unfinished business. And it says from what they were reporting, I did get a very heavy kind of like sad feeling from this place. The couple says it was a sleepless night in room 311, hearing voices, the sound of scratching, and even getting touched. She said, I felt somebody grabbing my wrist, and it happened. And then it happened and stopped. The couple says they felt like something was pushing against the bed. They believe it was the ghost of Annalisa Netherly. I just kept seeing things move in the corner of my eye. Tripp said that he felt, just left the living room, and when he came back, drawers were wide open that had not been open before. He said, I stopped and I took a look at it and I said, wait a minute, and ran back to it. And like, then he got his wife and said, you know, basically these weren't like this. He said, I slid back in, but oh my God, I was shaking for about 10 minutes. So it scared them to death. So they left that experience with all these different creepy things happening.
Oh, saying, boo.
Yep. That knowing that they paid that $666.67.
No, yeah.
And now they believe. You think that's sensationalized? Is that what you, yep.
No, I'm
maybe.
Come on, tough it out. Jeez.
Says her ghost particularly dislike of men, especially those who smoke.
Mm. Well, I don't smoke, so still probably hate me. But I mean, I do. You know, I'm down to two packs of candy cigarettes, you know, a day.
Right?
I mean,
yeah.
That's about the
how good of you.
But I don't
get in there.
Yeah. I have two or three reviews. Of this sweet. Lovely place. By the way, it gets on this at least the what is this site? It's 4.5 stars. Here, there's one. It says, and these are really recent. This one's 3 days ago.
Oh wow, that is really.
I know.
Recent.
So it said he gives it 5 stars. Said very impressed. For the first time here, it was everything I looked for in a hotel. Love the historical feeling of this place and, of course, the history. He goes, I did not see any hauntings, though, but I did hear weird noises at night. Overall, this is a nice hotel with nice people, great stay back in time. He says he picks out a room number that just needs to be worked on. But anyway, although it says in room 707, the bathroom door needs to be fixed. I tried closing it. It wouldn't shut even halfway.
Oh.
Maybe there's a reason, and it's paranormal.
The ghost stuck there.
This one's a real quick one. It says, this is actually a long one. It says, the hotel is absolutely stunning. The immaculate detail put into this renovation, from the music to the light fixtures to the wainscoting to the drapery to the artwork to the just wow, it says Riley at the front desk when we checked in around midnight was wonderful. And it says it is a historic masterpiece with the air of 1800s still ever present throughout. Says someone really nailed the vision for this gorgeous piece of art. It is highly underrated. And they said it was a pleasure to stay in this unique hotel. And it says Austin was a wonderful tour guide for room 311. Most definitely a must visit. And then lastly, it says, let's see, and these are all 5 stars. And this one's 2 weeks ago. I visited with my family from Nashville. We love the hotel. It's classic. They have really done a great job in preserving the hotel. The staff were all friendly. The location was perfect. Walked to the river and aquarium. We would certainly stay here again. And just, yeah, here's another one. It's 2 months or 2 months ago. Just 5 stars.
That's so very cool.
They say it's just great service. The place makes you feel like you're back in the 1800s. And
sweet.
Yeah, it's really renovated.
Let's do it. Let's go.
So I know. You're saying that we need to stop in Chattanooga next time. Don't just drive through.
Put it on the list.
Absolutely.
No, we're not just going to drive across the Chattanooga River.
No, you got to stop. You got to stop and stay.
That's right.
The pictures are beautiful, though. They real. I mean, truly. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. I haven't been there, but all the pictures I've been looking at, videos, mm-hmm. everything. It is truly breathtaking and stunning.
Yeah, it is.
So I can only having that on top of the creep factor with it would be really cool.
Oh yeah.
Did you mention that Oprah Winfrey stayed there?
Uh-huh. Yep, I did.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't catch
Harpo.
That
yeah, Winston. Capone.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I think they all stayed together.
Elvis.
Who else did you say? They all reside there together.
There's like a Elvis. Richard Nixon, Oprah's still Reagan, the Mako Boys. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not yet.
No, we could.
We're still living.
Go split three ways.
Yeah. $222.
Yeah. You're talking about the 666.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the 67 cents? Can we split that to you?
I'll cover that. I'll cover
that. Cover the 67 cents.
It gets great reviews and ratings. So
must be a good hotel.
Yeah.
You think we could do an on-location in room 311?
This one review I was just looking as we were talking said it gives it 5 stars. It just said the service is a little slow. That's their only complaint.
Well, maybe the service is based on like Civil War era too.
Yeah, yeah.
1920s too. Like,
yeah, it didn't.
It's historic time.
Bash just said it's just the service. Yeah, who knows? That's that one time that somebody didn't get their. Maybe they got their 5 minutes later.
Well, you come out to the chicken coop and catch your own chicken.
Darn right.
That'll take you some time.
Sons of sneakers. Anything else you guys have on this historical place?
So many good, like that. The 311 is obviously my favorite, mm-hmm. and it's the one that stands out in all these mm-hmm. stories. But
among 707, where you can't close the door,
absolutely,
other than halfway,
right? But I do like that.
But
one.
There's a reason. A ghost is pushing back
it's
on it.
Definitely got to be pushing.
We're going to make 707 right? just even as popular as 311. That's right.
There you mm-hmm. go. You're
that's
welcome. Right.
But no, that's a great. It was a great choice, Nate. I like it. And a little shout out to Chattanooga, right?
Yeah.
Well, come off of that, Nate, what do you have for this?
Amber is the color of her energy, and that's a wrap. That's a 311 song.
I was going to say, that's good. Oh.
I was slow on that one. Uh-huh. Now
I got it.
Sean was all smiles, and
I was like, I was trying to think,
what? I got it. I got it.
There you go.
And our creepies are going to get it out, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Nate, for that. And we want to thank you, creepies, of course, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 111 and our fun historical discussion on the creepy Reed House Hotel. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.